guys.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. As you can see, it's been a minute.
It's actually been over a year.
No, so
thanks for holding out.
It'll be a year. July 22nd, I think, is when we uploaded the first episode.
I swear that's when we uploaded the first
really?
Episode.
Really? I will look right now.
Because we filmed it when it was winter. What do you mean?
No, we filmed it when it was winter, but it didn't go up until, like, months after. But hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. As you can see, we are not a true crime podcast anymore.
That didn't work out very well at all.
July 25th.
July 25th.
Yeah, July 25th is when we uploaded the first episode.
Well, thank you. It's rebranded. We're rebranded.
Yes. Also, to anybody who's new listening, my name is Melissa.
My name's Kate.
And this is why we can't have nice things. For the people who were listening when we had the podcast a year ago, you guys will know that it was originally a true crime podcast, but we have since then, like within the past couple of weeks, we have started rebranding the podcast because a true crime podcast, I don't want to say it's a lot for us because it makes me sound lazy, but like the work that goes into researching a case.
It's too much. I figured we could give a quick little rundown of how we even came to be.
Yes.
How did Mel and Kate become Mel and Kate?
Because I don't think a lot of people really know that story.
No. Not. I don't think I'm on your YouTube at all.
Because
every time I'm in a video, it gets copyrighted.
I don't think you have been in a video.
No.
That's okay. Bella hasn't been in a video until recently. Well, I've been friends with her for like 10 years.
Well, it's because every time that I'm like in a room, like there's music playing.
That is true.
It can't be posted.
Yeah, and also for anybody who maybe doesn't even fucking know who the fuck we are, I do have a YouTube channel, so that's what we're talking about. I assume most of you guys are coming from there, most likely. But,
probably.
Yeah, Kate and I have been friends since...
2020. We should give a little rundown of academically.
Yes, okay.
Where we stand. Yeah, so freshman year, I went to Michigan State. Freshman year was 2019, fall yes. 2019. And then it got cut short, COVID, whatever, you know. Right. I was studying criminal justice, additional major psychology, minor human behavior, social services. Like, she's got the whole degree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kate's already graduated.
I have the whole degree. But during COVID, got sent home, obviously. And I was on Facebook, and I saw this cute little post from this girl, Melissa. And she was like, hey guys, I just transferred from Grand Valley. Obviously, you know, at home. Need friends. Let me know if you want to study. I'm a criminal justice major.
Yeah, because I went to Grand Valley State University for my freshman year of college. And then I ended up transferring because I fucking hated Grand Valley. Like, I kid you not, guys. I cried. Like, every single day that we were there up until we left because of COVID, I cried every single fucking day, and then I was home on the weekends, every single weekend, which, just to give you, like, a little, like, insight of how far Grand Valley is from my home, 2.5 hours every single weekend to go home.
Which is really funny, because I had the same experience my freshman year, except I wasn't allowed to have my car on campus, so I would, like, Brandon would come up, or my dad would come up to pick me up and take me home every weekend. They were switching on and off.
Well, I'm glad you didn't fucking transfer. Because, so, COVID happened, and then our sophomore year of college, they weren't allowing, I mean, they were allowing people in the dorms.
But we weren't. We were at home.
Yeah, well, the original plan for me is I was actually supposed to dorm with this girl. I'm still friends with her. Her name's McKenna. I don't even know if she's listening, but hi, McKenna. So I was originally supposed to dorm with her, sophomore year, but then we kind of got kicked out of the dorms because of COVID.
Right.
But then they were still, like, allowing people, like, for...
It was so, like, last touch minute. And go.
It was. Nobody fucking knew what was happening. So I ended up staying home my sophomore year, and Kate and I kept in touch. We got, like, close during the pandemic and all that kind of stuff.
It was funny because I would just, like, send you a picture of what I was doing and be like, wait a minute!
What are you doing?
Like, we found out that... my brother's name was your ex-boyfriend's name. We
had just spelled differently.
Our exes had the same names.
Yep.
Different people. and then we were like,
there
wait
was
a minute.
So much overlap.
Like,
though.
We've been to the same concerts at the same time, same days. And then, like, it really boiled down to the fact that I was like, Mel, like, what's your zodiac? And she's like, I'm a Scorpio. And I'm like, wait, me too.
When's your birthday?
October 30th.
Yeah. Oh, for anybody who doesn't know, like, we share the same birthday, October 30th, 2001.
Like, it got to the point where I was like, wait a minute.
It's like October.
I told everyone, I'm like, guys, like, dude, it's the first thing
I tell everybody.
Well, and like, especially when I was blonde, like, we looked alike.
No, we did.
Like,
no,
we sound alike.
We act alike.
Like, you know that one TikTok trend that's like, my bestie's beige flag.
Yeah. Like, what is, wait, can we go over, wait, what are beige flags? Like,
beige flag is just like, it's like something that just like, it's like a little quirk. That's okay, like
what,
how I look at
what
it.
Do I want to know my beige
flag? I don't know. I'm not even thinking about like your beige flag. I'm thinking about our beige flag.
Our beige flag is
that like, we are so much alike in that we have known each other for 3 years now and haven't actually, like, had a falling out of any kind. Only because we're so much alike in that I would call you out and, like, we know that we're half kidding. Yeah. And, like...
Well, not even just that, but, like, I feel like if you're calling me out on something, it's probably something, like, I outrageously did that, like, I deserve to be called out
like,
for.
The other thing is, too, is, like, we don't do it in a way that's, like...
Mean.
Like, it is, but it's, like...
It's not malicious.
Right.
It's, you're calling me out so that I can,
like,
better myself.
Like, an example.
Held myself accountable.
Like, I would be like, babe, okay, but...
No, I literally... it always starts with, babe, okay. And that's when I know I'm about to get a lecture. I'm like, God damn it. I did it. I fucked up. Yeah, this is the first ever fucking picture that we took together.
Yeah, so funny story. So, when I first moved into my apartment junior year, right, I was like, you know what, Melissa, you're hanging out with me. And she fought it. She did. A girl fought it for a while.
I am a homebody. Like, I hate,
she was like, I can't, you know, I'm so busy, I don't want to leave my house. And I was like, okay, girl. And I like kept having people over, and I'm like, nope, today's the day. I was calling you. We had never talked on the phone. I'm calling you. I'm like, Mel, like, I hate to be annoying.
Get your ass over here.
Yeah, I'm like, I hate to be annoying. But, like, I've been talking to you for over a year now online, and we've never met in person, and today's the day, babe.
I know.
And I think
you're the first, like, friend that I've had on that has started online that I've actually met in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because you showed up, and I was like, guys, she's here. Everyone knew who I was talking about. I'm like, guys, she's here. And I wasn't sure you were going to come. I was telling everyone, I'm like, you know what? She may come, she may not.
No,
you know, it's luck of the draw tonight. And I go downstairs.
She was throwing a party at this point, too, and I brought my ex.
Yeah.
The good ex.
They were dating.
May I?
They were dating.
Yeah, we were dating at that time.
And I go downstairs, and I open the door, and I'm like, Mel! And she's like, Kate! And she's arms in the air. And she's got a water bottle. Just
I'm pretty sure.
Straight vodka.
No, it was just straight vodka. I'm not even kidding.
I was like, yeah, we're changing that up real quick, girl. I'm like, you're done.
Or was it wine? It was something. There was some sort of alcohol.
All I know is
y'all
left at 11 p.m.
No, well, we left at 11 p.m. because my ex got really drunk.
It's because... My friend Ian.
Yeah, he had the jungle juice.
He would make jungle juice that had, like, I can't even
talk
about
it. Put it this way. It was just a whole...
Imagine this. Ian pulls up. He's got bags of groceries. What is it that he has, you might ask? He has a half gallon of Svedka pink lemonade. He has half a gallon of Tito's. He has half a gallon of Malibu. He has one of those 1 gallon, like, fruit punch drinks.
That's not...
He says, let me pour all of this alcohol in first. And then once I'm at the tippy-tippy top, let me pour some of this juice in to give
it
some color.
Just a tiny bit.
And you know what? Like, that, it got
that
ran through so
juice.
Fast. Like, I never drank that.
I didn't either.
I was never that kind of girl. Because
I think you gave me Trulies, and I stuck with the Trulies and the vodka that, or whatever it was in the fucking... I don't think it was vodka. It might have been... I think it was wine. I really do think it was wine. But yeah, so that was when we first met. And we were both blonde at that point. Now we're both fucking dark brunette, which is really funny. We both dyed our hair like the same time.
Yeah, we did.
Other than the times that you've gone pink and I dyed it for you.
Yeah. Like, my hair has been pink 3 times since you've known me.
I think you're right, yeah. Because I dyed it the second time. That was fun.
No, you dyed it the third time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because I did it. I dyed it.
Oh, that is right. You dyed it right before we dyed our hair.
Yeah, because I dyed my hair pink when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
And then I dyed my hair pink the day after everything got locked down.
Yeah.
Because they announced that there was going to be, like, a curfew of, like, 8 p.m. And, like, everything was closing at 8.
I forgot they
did. And that no one could go outside forever after that. So I was like, that's it. It's 7:52. I'm going to Kroger and I bought a bunch of hair dye.
Dude, that's so crazy to think about. Like, when that was all going down, like, it honestly felt like the end of the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, I had no clue what
the fuck there was a curfew. For anyone that forgot and blocked that out, I'm so sorry.
I blocked it out. I didn't fucking remember that.
But yeah, there was a curfew. Nuts. So I went and I got hair dye and I dyed my hair pink. And then you dyed my hair pink
the third time.
Junior year.
Yep.
And it's usually around the same time. And then, but I did it a little bit early this year. I dyed it pink. I think, actually, like, most of my last semester of college, I had pink hair.
I think
you're right. Because it
wasn't... You had pink hair when I met you-know-who. He who shall not be named.
For real?
Yeah, when we were at...
Oh, my... Wait, that was, like, literally...
We had pictures.
That was September.
Yeah, when I first met him.
So I dyed my hair pink in September.
Yeah.
And then I didn't dye it. So, like, I think it was, like, 3 days before my 21st.
Yep.
You
dyed it.
I went blonde again. Yeah. I, like, took all the color out, and then I hated it because it was green and orange. And
And then you went dark.
And then I went dark the day before my birthday.
Yeah, we both had dark hair for our birthday. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I remember your hair being pink.
It was.
At the very beginning of senior year.
Yeah, the first time the day that I debuted my brown hair was at that, it was, like, the night that I wore my cheetah print.
Yeah.
That was debut of hair.
Dude, I can't even remember what I was for Halloween this year.
You were a devil.
I was a couple things. I was a devil.
Yeah, and you were Indiana Jones girl or something.
Oh, Lara Croft. I was pretty proud of that outfit.
I had a good 8 costumes that I never wore.
Dude, me too. I had a whole pirate outfit, and I don't...
I spent a lot of money on that pirate outfit. Don't even get me started. Anyways.
Hey, you still got another whole year because I'm...
True.
So you can still make it useful.
True. So.
Junior year was when the pandemic was technically, like, still going on, but the junior year was when I moved up to East Lansing.
Yes.
For the first time.
And when I say that we are the epitome of that TikTok where it's, like, those friends that click in 30 seconds or less.
No, it is.
Like, we met for the first time. What's the date on that picture that I posted?
August 31st.
August 31st. So
I do remember it was before school.
Yeah, so, like, the end of August was when we met for the first time. And then by October, we shared a birthday party.
Yeah. Yeah, no, literally, not even, like, literally, we shared, like, 3 a birthday months party. Later, we shared a birthday party. Although, we're probably always going to... You know what that means this year, though? Taylor Swift birthday year, 22.
It's a golden birthday.
Yeah. Yes. We have to plan something big for this year.
I know.
And I'll have my apartment, so.
Okay.
We can throw it at mine, okay. Most likely.
If I even have any friends by then.
Yeah, let's be real. We'll get to that point.
I just want to say, all y'all fake.
All y'all fake. But yeah, so junior year is when we first, do you live up in East Lansing sophomore year?
No.
Okay, so junior year was the first year that we moved back to East Lansing, and then we stayed friends. Obviously, we're still friends.
Yeah.
We were friends all through our junior year. We went through some shit junior year. Junior year was rough. And then senior year, Kate graduated back in December, but I still have got another year. I've got 23 credits left, and I'm going to be a fifth-year senior. Hopefully. So there's that. But now here we are. What, 3 years later?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that it's been that long.
I know. That's nuts. Because it doesn't feel that long. But it also feels like we've been friends longer, though.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I'm... Like, we've only been friends for 3 years. It doesn't feel like 3 years. It feels much shorter than that. But it also feels like we've been friends for way longer than that. Just because we function.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's also just because of how we talk to each other.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. Anyways, that's us.
What you guys can expect to see from us. So, anyways, one of those, number A, is...
We are going...
Advice.
Yes.
So if y'all have any life advice questions, y'all just, you know, figure out a way to get them to us.
our Instagram is at nicethingspod. You guys can always send questions or... Yeah,
DMs.
DMs. Comments. Our DMs are open. Obviously, every week that we do a podcast, we will have a... it'll probably be a Google Doc that I'll put on the Instagram story so that you guys can submit questions or like situations that you're going through, and we'll read them on the podcast weekly at probably like the end of the podcast so that we can talk about like stuff that we want to talk about during. And then obviously we'll help you guys with whatever advice questions that you guys have. And then obviously we will do certain episodes will be dedicated to like certain topics and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking topics, but also like we'll have good tea sessions. Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
I won't drop names, but like...
No, we won't drop names solely just because, one, lawsuit reasons, two, privacy. These people still do deserve privacy, even though they've done us dirty and don't deserve it, in my opinion. But not looking for a lawsuit, but we will use code names or fake names, because I'm sorry, but I'm like done keeping my mouth shut about the shit that people do to me. And like Taylor Swift said, I don't know the exact words she said, but like,
I was like, what'd she say?
Don't do shitty things if you don't want me to write shitty, like, if you don't want me to write songs about you. So like, don't treat me shitty and I won't talk about you. End of story. Period. Point blank period. Sorry.
Yeah. And then, you know, just a bunch of story times, because I feel like y'all can relate to stories.
Yeah. Okay, I do really quickly want to talk about Taylor Swift, though, because last night...
No, okay.
Okay, also,
no,
wait, first and foremost, this first episode was supposed to be visually recorded, too, but my dumbass realized halfway on my way to Kate's house that I don't have my camera on me, so this first episode will not...
I think
not...
it was planned.
No, dude, I literally had it sitting out on my table, and I was like, okay, grab that as I go. And I literally, like, got my water bottle, got my, like, you know, my phone, all that kind of stuff, and I was like, okay, cool, I have everything. Got out the
door.
But
imagine that we were filming this setup. I know. That's iconic.
I know.
let me describe it to you guys. So, we're in my bed, okay?
Yep.
I have, it's barely made.
It's,
you know,
it's homey.
Yeah, there's, you know, yellow polka dot sheets. We got... this, like, king-size quilt on a queen-size bed that has some yellow flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Floral print.
I'm under it. Mel's not. She's, like, on the other side.
Yeah.
My dog is next to me. I'm sitting on a heating pad.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. She's cuddling with her little chew toy.
There's also a...
Yeah, me and Mel...
in between
me
us.
And Mel are facing each other, right? And in between us is a laundry basket upside down.
Yep.
On top of that is my yellow...
That
orange.
Is not yellow.
It's orange. My
Are
orange.
You
nope. My orange UCO journal. And on top of that
is our mic.
Is the microphone. Also, fun fact. About like we sat down to film this, and then I realized I don't have headphones, so we did go to Target. and then on the way back from Target,
we blasted Taylor Swift.
I kid you not, a minute and a half from Target. It took us 20 minutes to get home.
Because we went around the block. We played Picture to Burn twice. We played Tim McGraw. We played Enchanted. I think that's all we played.
I think we're going to have to sign this one out singing Picture to Burn.
I agree. Would I get copyrighted for that? Because she hasn't
re-recorded
it?
No, because it's a cappella.
But anyways, I wanted to talk about Taylor Swift really quickly because last night was the Detroit show. It was the last Detroit show. And yesterday I went downtown to go get merch, and we are currently, not only, just to give more context to the situation that we have right now, since you guys can't see it visually.
Oh, yeah.
We are both wearing Taylor Swift merch right now.
Only difference is that she's wearing one that's her size, and I'm wearing a 2X because that's all that was left.
Technically, not my, I think they're all oversized. I'm wearing the quarter zip.
Yeah, I'm wearing that beige hoodie that every girl has.
It's so cute. Sophie has it. Sophie got that yesterday. I hate that stupid old pickup truck. You never let me drive. You're hot.
No, we're restarting. I just can't read.
Anyways, that is the introduction of this podcast. I really hope that you guys are excited for this podcast. We both are. We feel a lot more like motivated to do this one. Like it seems more us, and it seems like we're gonna be able to really put our all into this more than the last one. So. Yeah, we're excited. Yay. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you guys all in the next one.
Peace, love, positivity, logic.
I hate you. Goodbye, guys.